Butterflies are traveling across the Atlantic from West Africa. It's one of the longest insect journeys ever recorded.
These are painted lady butterflies. Gerard Talavera came across about 10 of them in a place he did not expect. He's a senior scientist at the Botanical Institute of Barcelona in Spain.
We found butterflies of this species in South America, which is a continent where this species does not occur. There's no evidence for reproduction or for established populations that live there. And that was the beginning of this scientific journey for us.
The butterflies looked worn out with tattered wings.
As mine would be.
Yeah,
anyway, go
far.
On.
Far. Talavera figured the butterflies must have traveled an extremely long distance. But how? It was a research challenge.
There are plenty of butterflies that are migratory by nature, but we are just starting to know what is the extent of these trips. There's no technology out there that allows us to learn what we just have learned about this transoceanic journey. We cannot put GPSs or radio trackers on these insects.
So the scientist looked at wind conditions.
The first thing I did was to try to model the winds. And when I saw that the winds were straight from Africa, then I clearly saw that this was a strong hypothesis to test.
Talavera had a partner in this research, Megan Riche, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Ottawa.
We think that as they were approaching sub-Saharan Africa, they got swept by the winds over the Atlantic Ocean. And then finding themselves over the ocean, they had no choice but to continue with the winds until they found land, which was South America.
Sometimes you've just got to go where the wind takes you.